Welcome to Radio English on Sunday.
星期日广播英语。
Hi everybody, this is Bruce.
And this is Peter.
Welcome back to Radio English on Sunday. Today we have Unit 2 for you, beginning on page 10 of your book. We're going to take another look at the United States, but today a very different look from that of last week.Last week, we visited the largest city and the most cosmopolitan city in the United States, of course, New York. But today, we're going to look at an ethnic group which is really quite different from all the others living in the United States. Today, then, we are looking at the Amish.
也就是亚美西人。那么这是什么样的人呢？我们待会就明白了，现在就要请卜大哥一样的给我们一段一段的念，我们再说一遍，我们念完一段之后呢，马上呢就会用英文再重新讲解。那么这是一个示范，也就是我们将来在自己在学阅读之后，了解一篇文章之后，用英文呢重新讲一遍，那么是对绘画、对诠释的技巧方面来讲是非常棒的。
Okay, let's take a look at our first paragraph.In the land of rock and roll, the space shuttle, and computerized living, who could imagine that about 50,000 Americans do not use telephones, electric lights, or cars, not because they are poor, but out of choice? As hard as this may be to imagine, the Amish, or more properly, the Amish Mennonites, still live a traditional rural lifestyle,direct from 17th century Europe. When we think of the U.S., we often think of rock and roll music, space shuttle and space exploration, and of course, all those computers. But today, right now, there are about 50,000 Americans who don't dance to rock and roll, don't know much about the space shuttle, and don't use computers.They don't even use telephones or electric lights. And they don't do this because they're poor, but because they just don't want them. These people are following a particular lifestyle which is actually not American. It's European, and it's about 400 years old, and in the rest of the article, we'll find out more about these interesting people.
Right, these people are unique in the sense that they choose to lead a very simple lifestyle.
Very simple.
But if you were one of them, then you would drop that, is that right?
Probably. I cannot imagine life without a refrigerator.
我刚才开玩笑，我说卜大哥，要是您要是过这样的生活的话，那恐怕，唉，那就是说临死就算了，对不对？那没有电冰箱哪有什么可以啊，对不对？ Chocolate 需要靠电冰箱呢才能够来保存起来，对不对啊？
对，
卜大哥偷偷告诉大家一个秘密，他喜欢的是 chocolate、也就是巧克力啊。刚才这边他特别说了一个用法呢， These people do not 或者 won't dance to rock and roll， 这个 dance 后头加个 to，这是随着什么什么跳舞的意思、常常我们不注意会说 Let's dance with the music、不能用 with、okay. 要用 to 配着这个音乐来跳舞、如果 Let's dance with 的话后要放人、you know, I would like to dance with you
No thanks
我想跟你跳舞 Dance with somebody That dance to some sort of music
对，
这是很重要的用法不过这文章里头啊第四行呢有一个 out of choice 要出自选择、他们出自选择而过这样的生活这个 out of 通常加一些名字很棒 out of curiosity 出自好奇 out of sympathy 出自同情、sympathy 我们把它拼一下好了
S-Y-M-P-A-T-H-Y S-Y-M-P-A-T-H-Y Out of sympathy, I gave the beggar some change.
啊，出自于同情，我就给那的乞丐呢一些呢零钱。我们再说一遍。
Out of sympathy, I gave the beggar some change.
特别注意到第四行这个语法啊， 那么后头啊有这么一个句构 ,as hard as this may be to imagine, 其实第一个 as 可以省得掉，就是 hard as this may be to imagine, 那个第二个那个 as 根本就等于 though, 啊虽然的意思 ,though this may be hard to imagine, 虽然这个是很难想象，所以我们特别记住though 的句构如果是主语后头放的be 动词后头再放形容词的时候，这个形容词可以放在主语的就是就放在最前面，比如说 though she is beautiful, 你看啊这个句法 though she is beautiful, 虽然她很美 I don't like her, 我不喜欢她，就可以用 as 来取代。
As beautiful as she is, I still don't like her.
As beautiful as she is. 那么第一个 as 可以省掉而形成
beautiful as she is, I still don't like her.
一样的意思。好，我们接下来看第二段。
To understand these unique Americans better, it is necessary to understand their history. Beginning with the revolution started by Martin Luther,leader of the Protestant Reformation in Germany in the 16th century, Europe was racked by religious wars for several hundred years. Modern Europe is a product of these wars, and of the political and religious philosophies of those times. The main figures in this tragic period were the Roman Catholic Church and the Protestants, those who rebelled against papal rule from Rome.Among the thousands of splinter groups formed outside of Rome's religious rule were the Mennonites, a group of particularly conservative rural Christians situated in what is today Switzerland, part of eastern France, and southern Germany.
在这段呢其实呢也有相当有趣的一些字眼啊，特别呢要注意到呢我们看呢它是在第五行啊这个 racked by religious wars for several hundred years, 这些用法都是很棒的。不过我们先请 Bruce 呢先把这一段呢 paraphrase 或是 interpret 来给我们做呢诠释一下。
Okay, a summary of this paragraph would be what we see in the first sentence, the key word history. That is, if we want to understand today's Amish, we have to go back to Europe,where they or their ideas came from, and it goes all the way back to the 16th century. Well, to make a long story short, we can say that because of all the religious wars in Europe, first, the Roman Catholic Church was the only Christian church in Europe, but during the 16th century, the other northern and western groups of Europeans...rebelled against or broke away from rule in Rome from the Catholic Church and set up hundreds and even thousands of small churches, which we call Protestants. One of these was the Mennonites, and they used to live in Switzerland, part of eastern France and southern Germany.
Well, this paragraph in terms of word usage may sound just a little bit complicated. However, we do have a very beautiful translation. 我们有相当棒的一些翻译，希望大家呢，好，我们再事后来看一看啊。而在这儿啊，我刚刚讲的，也就是第四段，对不对？第五行啊，这一段的第五行啊，这个 racked by religious wars， 这个 racked 在这边它是什么意思呢？
Well, let me give you another example, and I think you can get the idea. We say that if a person has a very, very high fever, maybe as with malaria, that his body is racked by the fever. So there's great shaking and trembling, when someone has a very high fever. And if a country or an area is racked by war...It is shaken by this war. It is almost destroyed by this or these great wars.
几乎被破坏，就是 almost ruined, 有这么一个字。这个字 ruined, 相当好，它是这样拼的。
R-U-I-N, R-U-I-N 加 E-D, ruined.
好，我们通常就发高烧的时候 an extremely high fever, F-E-V-E-R, 就是发高烧，那全身好像整个要散掉一样，所以这边的 wrecked 也就像几乎会被完全破坏的样子，好，相当不错的。还有一个字叫 rebelled against,就是抵抗的意思，但那个形容词啊用在很多呢，我们的孩子啊17岁18岁的时候，他们非常叛逆的那个形容词是 rebellious, 它是这样拼的、
right. R-E-B-E-L-L-I-O-U-S R-E-B-E-L-L-I-O-U-S rebellious.
但是 Bruce 呢通常是Teenagers are mostly rebellious, 对不对
You were.
Yeah, 可是啊没有错我以前是这样。可是你到现在还是 rebellious. 我叫你说给我去买一个东西来我肚子饿你硬是不愿意去买。
对我说 drop dead.
Drop dead, 哎这是什么意思
哦不好听很粗鲁的话不要用。Drop dead is, 走开、yeah. get out of here. If you drop dead, I don't care.
对
很难听的不用
好的这边在这个地方呢我们特别就晓得 rebellious 就是指的是叛逆的做形容词用好我们接下来看下面这一段
To make a long story short the Mennonite Amish were so conservative that they made more enemies than friends in order to preserve their peculiar lifestyle they began to immigrate to the British colonies in North America in about 1720, before Canada and the United States were formed as independent countries. There they found the religious freedom they had sought. Amish settlements sprang up in the colonies and territories of Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Indiana, as well as in Ontario, in what is today Canada.Surprisingly, there are no Amish groups today in Europe. Again, this paragraph tells us something of the history of the Mennonites, not in Europe, but in their travels to North America looking for religious freedom. And they set themselves up in small communities in the northeast and midwest of the U.S., and in the large area called Ontario, this is a province of Canada, and we're surprised to learn that the Amish came from Europe, but there are no Amish today still in Europe.
大家一定想要了解 Amish, 他们是什么样的服装我们待会啊就可以看得到。但我自己曾经看过这样的电影那么他们的确是非常的保守。我再问一下卜大哥有没有亲自看过呢在美国看到 Amish people?
When I was traveling in Pennsylvania, which we'll talk about more in a moment, I did see on the road a horse and buggy with an Amish family in the buggy.
Buggy, 待会就知道其实在文章里头我们就这个字是一种马车、对不对啊
对对。
好可是在这一段里头刚才念的啊一开头就用了一个很棒的用法 to make a long story short, 长话短说。啪啪啪啪啪就讲句话我那时听到了 Bruce 的女朋友就这样说to make a long story short,I love you no more.
Which girlfriend? I've heard that from so many of them.
哦这样子。好但是特别注意的我们在接下来这一页呢有这个 preserve, 这边是代表保存的意思啊。就是 keep 的意思 preserve。但 reserve, 我们代表预定 reserve a room。但另外一个字啊叫 conserve。这个 conserve 是什么意思啊
Well, conserve is something we should all do, even if you don't know the word in English. We should not waste resources. We should conserve energy, conserve paper, conserve clothing. Don't waste, conserve.
就是节约使用叫 conserve. 所以我们常讲节约能源叫 conserve energy. 这个字是这样拼的。
C-O-N-S-E-R-V-E.C-O-N-S-E-R-V-E, conserve.
好我们接下来要听听 Bruce 来念下面这一段看看 Amish people, 他们长相什么样子他们是穿什么样的服装。
little has changed about their lifestyle since then. Just how conservative are the Amish? A group of Amish looks like a cast from a biblical movie set. All the men wear large-brimmed black hats, beards, but not mustaches, and clothes made by their wives. The women wear a hair covering called a bonnet, long dresses, and black shoes. Even though all Amish men and women marry, you will not see a wedding ring, for even this simplest type of jewelry is banned among them. The Amish are primarily farmers, and good ones, despite the fact that they do not use modern farm machinery. Their children are educated in local primary schools, but secondary education is in the home. Sundays are spent mostly in church. An old dialect of German, mixed with English, is used in church and at home. Their lives are uncomplicated, and few Amish leave their homes to enter the mainstream American society. As Peter said, we're going to take a look at the Amish, at their looks. What do these people look like? We found that they dress mostly in black, and they make their own clothing. The men wear hats and beards, but not mustaches. The women cover their hair in bonnets, and they wear long dresses and black shoes. No, although most of them marry, you will not find a wedding ring, because jewelry is considered a no-no. That's how conservative these people are. They don't want to decorate themselves in any way or use any machinery, even to help them on their farms. In schools, at least primary school, Amish children are educated with other American children, but after the sixth grade, they are educated at home, mostly in Bible reading and learning how to write, and of course how to manage a farm. These simple people live an uncomplicated lifestyle, and they seem to be very happy. Few of them leave their homes.
也就是这样的生活，难怪说，刚才Bruce他就说，哇，要我呢这样的这个社会里生活，他受不了。不过其实这样子，我们发觉 their lifestyle is environmentally friendly.
Very. Yep, they don't use anything that's polluting. They use everything that is natural or organic. This is a word you can learn. O-R-G-A-N-I-C. O-R-G-A-N-I-C. They don't use chemicals on their farm, so it is organic food.
也就是有机栽培的啊。 那么通常是不是用化学的，也就是化学药物了，chemicals，化学药剂，那造成污染，所以我们说他们呢这样的生活形态 ，it is environmentally， 都要用一个副词啊，再放一个 friendly， 再放一个形容词，要指的说他们非常的注重环保，对环保很有帮助的。 哦，这是相当相当不错。好，接下来呢，我们就要呢，请普大哥呢要来看下面的最后这一段。但在念之前，他刚才特别讲了一个很好的用法，他这样说呢，that kind of thing, jewelry is considered a no-no. 他用了这个用法 ，no-no 是 K-N-O-W，no 两个 no 还是？ N-O, that I know.
Right. N-O hyphen N-O. This is li for something which you may not do or something which is banned, the word we use in that paragraph. In Singapore, chewing gum is a no-no.
在新加坡，口香糖呢是被视为是一个禁忌的，可不能在里面随便来吃口香糖。我们可以讲说 smoking in this room is considered a no-no.
Correct.
在这个房间里头，抽烟是要被禁止的。好，我们看最后这一段。Rural
Pennsylvania, where most of the Amish live, is beautiful countryside. If you have the opportunity to drive through the gentle rolling hills amidst lush farmlands, perhaps you will see a horse and buggy driven by a family dressed mostly in black. These are the Amish, an enduring and endearing people. Here we go to one of the places where you are likely to find the Amish, rural Pennsylvania, especially this countryside in the northern and northwestern part of the state, which is just south of New York State, and you will see rolling hills. This means the hills are not very tall, and there will be trees on top of the hills, but also a lot of farmland where they live, as well as other mainstream Americans. And you won't see them in cars, because they don't drive cars. They use a horse and buggy. Buggy is an old word for wagon, W-A-G-O-N, W-A-G-O-N. And the family is almost always together. Their lifestyle includes lots and lots of time spent with each other. They don't stay alone very long.
I think some researchers should go over there to have some sort of a survey in terms of lifespan. Probably they lead a very long life there, just because, you know, they walk instead of riding a bus or something.
Mm-hmm.
They are quite active, so to speak.
They don't
right?
smoke and they don't drink. And they're very active, as you say. They probably go to bed early and wake up early. Regular lifestyle.
所以这样的生活应当是在对他们的健康来讲呢是非常有帮助的。Bruce呢,以后呢,以后不要再这个坐计程车出租汽车到这儿来了。 你从那边的走路才八公里,走路过来好不好?
Yeah, right. It would take me 八公里, more like 十二公里 from where I live. It would take me 3 hours to walk just to work.
好的,我想呢,在这儿呢,最后一个字,endearing啊,也就是我们在看最后一行的时候啊, endearing在这儿是什么意思呢?
Well, it means that for these 300 years, the Amish have not changed very much, so their lifestyle is enduring. And most people respect the Amish, even if they don't want to live that way. The Amish are considered a good people, so they are also endearing.
是让人亲近的,让人非常喜爱的意思。好,我们现在就要请普大哥从头到尾给我们念一下这篇文章,我们也训练我们的听力。Again,
page 10, The Amish. In the land of rock and roll, the space shuttle, and computerized living, who could imagine that about 50,000 Americans do not use telephones, electric lights, or cars, not because they are poor, but out of choice? As hard as this may be to imagine, the Amish, or more properly, the Amish Mennonites, still live a traditional rural lifestyle direct from 17th century Europe. To understand these unique Americans better, it is necessary to understand their history. Beginning with the Revolution, started by Martin Luther, leader of the Protestant Reformation in Germany in the 16th century, Europe was racked by religious wars for several hundred years. Modern Europe is a product of these wars, and of the political and religious philosophies of those times. The main figures in this tragic period were the Roman Catholic Church and the Protestants, those who rebelled against papal rule from Rome. Among the thousands of splinter groups formed outside of Rome's religious rule were the Mennonites, a group of particularly conservative, rural Christians situated in what is today Switzerland, part of eastern France, and southern Germany. To make a long story short, the Mennonite Amish were so conservative that they made more enemies than friends. In order to preserve their peculiar lifestyle, they began to immigrate to the British colonies in North America in about 1720, before Canada and the United States were formed as independent countries. There they found the religious freedom they had sought. Amish settlements sprang up in the colonies and territories of Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Indiana, as well as in Ontario, in what is today Canada. Surprisingly, there are no Amish groups today in Europe. Little has changed about their lifestyle since then. just how conservative are the Amish? A group of Amish looks like a cast from a biblical movie set. All the men wear large-brimmed black hats, beards, but not mustaches, and clothes made by their wives. The women wear a hair covering called a bonnet, long dresses, and black shoes. Even though all Amish men and women marry, you will not see a wedding ring, for even this simplest type of jewelry is banned among them. The Amish are primarily farmers, and good ones, despite the fact that they do not use modern farm machinery. Their children are educated in local primary schools, but secondary education is in the home. Sundays are spent mostly in church. An old dialect of German, mixed with English, is used in church and at home. Their lives are uncomplicated, and few Amish leave their homes to enter the mainstream American society. Rural Pennsylvania, where most of the Amish live, is beautiful countryside. If you have the opportunity to drive through the gentle rolling hills amidst lush farmlands, perhaps you will see a horse and buggy driven by a family dressed mostly in black. These are the Amish, an enduring and endearing people.
这边特别注意到最后一段呢 ,to be dressed in, 后头放颜色。我们这个用法是一个常态的用法，我们常会这样说 ,who's that girl dressed in white? 那个穿着一身白色的衣服的那个女孩子是谁呀？Who's that girl dressed in black? 这个通常 in 后头直接放颜色，这是一个常态的一些用法。这里面一些例句，我们在书里头所写的一些例句，也希望我们听众朋友可以跟着模仿，对我们写作都是很大的帮助。好，我们下个礼拜同一时间再会。
See you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.